主帅，这外头干自己挑完了。
你刚发出来，我检查看好些。
好了都。
啊，奶奶过来。你装去吧。
可以装去吧。
Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace. And mercies. Thank you for your compassions toward us. Thank you, Lord, for every good thing you have released into our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for protecting us. Thank you for shielding us from deadly attacks of the enemy. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for forcing your will to happen to us, to happen in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for peace and joy that you have planted in our hearts and minds. Thank you, Father. Thank you for glorifying your name in our lives and situations. Thank you, Lord, for controlling the affairs of our lives to align with your will and plans for us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the doors that were closed against us, that you have now opened unto us. Thank you for a beautiful and glorious future you are about to take us into. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for great plans that you have for us and that you are going to fulfill those plans. Thank you, Father. We are here this night, this midnight, to seek your face and to pray and to call upon your name. O Lord, hear us from your throne. Visit us in your power and help us. Touch us. Touch everyone that will participate in this prayer session tonight. Heal our sicknesses. Take away our diseases. Set the captives free. Revive us again. Empower us. And do mighty works that will change our lives completely. completely. O Lord, do all these things for us as we pray tonight, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you're going to do beyond our request. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. I want you to notify me if my network goes wrong. Yeah, so that I can switch to another network. Yeah, I want you to let me know whenever you cannot hear my voice clearly anymore on your hand over there. Yeah, whenever that happens, that means there's a network problem on my hand. Yeah, so make sure you let me know, so that I can do something that might solve the problem. We're going to take some worship songs. And after that, we will be praying with prayer points. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endure red forever. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endure forever. Amen. For his mercies endure forever. Amen. All the glory must be to the Lord. For he is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. To the Lord, all the glory must be to the Lord, to the Lord, for he is worthy of our praise, is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. To God be the glory. Great is He, God's Lord. He gave us His Son. We lived His life as atonement for sin, and open the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, through Jesus, the Son, and give Him the glory. Great things He hath done. To God be the glory. Great things He has done. So Lord, in the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus, the Son, and give Him the glory. Great things He has done. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, hallelujah. We have a Father, Almighty Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto Jesus, be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord, be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Peace, he has done greater things. He will do unto the Lord. Be the glory, great things he has done. We cry, Abba Father. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Your name is high. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. O great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, all I have needed, I yes. Out provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, unto me. We praise thee. We praise thee. Oh Lord, we praise you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh Lord, in our lives. We see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. There is none like you. Through all eternity long, and found there is none like you. Yahweh, all that living God, Yahweh, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You never change, you never fail, Yahweh, covenant keeping God. Mighty man of war, Yahweh, covenant keeping God. You are too faithful to fail. You are covenant keeping God. You never fail your promises, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You do what you say what you do. You are covenant keeping God. Lion of Judah, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are who you are yesterday, today and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never change. You never change. You never fail. You are faithful to the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You are too faithful to fail me. You are too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life. And I have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me.
He's too faithful to fail.
You are too faithful to fail us. Jesus, you are too faithful to disappoint us. You've proven yourself in our lives, and we have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail us. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed.
He touched my life.
He touched my life with his hands. And I am no more the same. He overtouched my life with his hands. My life changed.
Jesus touched my life. He touched my life with His hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with His hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with His hands. My life changed. Unchangeable God. 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 Sing it. Unchangeable God. Unchangeable God. Unchangeable God. Dependable God. Dependable God, dependable God. You are dependable God. Dependable God, dependable God. Dependable God. Dependable God, dependable God. Jesus is dependable God, dependable God, dependable God. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. He's a glorious God. God is a glorious God. A humbling will enter His gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His court with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Hallelujah, He has made me glad, and I am so glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. I will enter. I will enter His gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His court with praise. I will say, I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Hallelujah, He has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad.
He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Adore him. Glorify him. Magnify him. Exalt him. Worship his majesty. Worship the King of Kings. Continue to worship him. Continue to praise him. Worship his majesty. Worship him with the whole of your heart. Praise him with the whole of your heart. Worship his majesty. Worship him for who he is. Praise him for who he is. He is the Almighty God, the everlasting Father. He lives forever. There is no end to his days. He is the embodiment of eternal life. He never grows old. He never dies. He is forever alive. That is the God we serve. That is the God we serve. Praise him. Praise him for who he is. We are here because of who he is. Because he is a merciful God. He is a compassionate God. Is a faithful God, is a loving God, and he's a true God. He does not lie, he can never lie. Praise him for who he is. He's so full of power, unlimited power, so full of authority and dominion, unlimited authority and dominion. He's so full of grace, so full of righteousness, so full of holiness. Praise Him for who He is. He does not change. Humans can change all of a sudden, but our God cannot change. He remains the same forever. Worship Him. He remains the same forever. He does terrible things in righteousness. He does mighty miracles. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. King of glory, we praise You. Lord of hosts, we praise You. El Shaddai, we praise You. El Elyon, we praise You. You are before all things. And You are the one holding all things together. You are the reason for the existence of all things. Without You, no one can exist. Without You, no one can survive. We praise You, Father. You are so good. You are so kind. You are so loving. Blessed be Your holy name. We are here because You answer prayers. And we are also here because we love You for who You are. Blessed be Your holy name. We welcome You right here. Have Your way in our midst. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, Father, thank You for being a loving Father to me. We're going to say, Father, thank You for being a loving Father to me. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. A loving Father is a caring Father. A loving Father is a Father that protects His children. He preserves His children. He defends His children. He covers His children. Say, Father, thank You for being a loving Father in my life. Thank You for caring for me. Thank You for protecting me. Thank You for defending me. Thank You for covering me with Your wings. Thank You, Father. Thank You for keeping me secured. Thank You for fighting for me. Thank You for providing for me. Just as a father provides for his own children. Thank you for meeting my needs. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for always being there to guide me. Thank you for always being there to guide me through the right path. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. The Bible says you shall hear his voice, behind you, telling you the way to follow. Say, Father, thank you for always being there to guide me into the truth, to guide me into all righteousness. Say, Father, thank you for always being there to lead me, to guide me when it seems I am confused. Thank you for always being there to guide me, to direct my path. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You can say, thank you, Father, for making it difficult and impossible for my enemies to prevail over me. Say, thank you, Father, for making it difficult and impossible for my enemies to prevail over me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father. If God can show you how much the enemy is doing against you, you'll be surprised. There are a lot of battles God fights for you that are unknown to you. A lot of battles he fights for you that are unknown to you. If he allows all of those battles to conquer you, you are gone. You won't even be alive by now. Say, Father, thank you for making it difficult and impossible for my enemies to prevail over my life. Thank you for making my life impossible to be conquered. Thank you for making my life too defended to be conquered, too protected to be conquered by my enemies. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, according to your great mercy, perform your will in my life. or let your will be done in my life. Say, Father, according to your great mercy, let your will be done in my life. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your will be done. Let your will be done. Let your will prevail in my life. Let your will prevail in my life. Let your will prevail in my body system. Let your will prevail in my soul and spirit. Let your will prevail in my situations, in my family, in my marriage, in my career, in my calling, in my profession. Let your will prevail. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. In Matthew chapter 6. From verse 9. Jesus was teaching the disciples how to pray. He said, they should pray in this manner. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Until the will of God begin to happen in your life as it is in heaven, that is when you are living a fulfilled life. And that is when your life is successful. So I want you to pray that prayer again. Let your will happen in my life as it is happening in heaven. Let your will happen in my life as it is happening in heaven. Open your mouth and pray like that. Father, let your will happen to me as it happens in heaven. Let your will happen in my life as it is happening in heaven. In the name of Jesus. I want you to pray this prayer with the whole of your heart. Even if you don't understand it very well, just pray. Say, Father, let your will happen in my life as it is happening in heaven. Let my life follow your will. Let my life look exactly as it is in your will for me. Let my life become what you want it to be. Say, Father, let your will happen in my life as it is happening in heaven. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. You are still going to pray to understand that prayer point Jesus gave the disciples. We need to first of all understand what is happening in heaven. We need to first of all understand what is the will of God in heaven. Because Jesus said they should pray and say, thy will be done in heaven as it is in heaven. So we need to understand what is the will of God in heaven as God is sitting on his throne right now. What is his will for everyone in heaven, or for everyone that is his child? What is the will of God in heaven? If we can know the will of God in heaven, then we will know how to pray that it happen to us here on earth as well. So what is the will of God in heaven? And firstly, we know through the scriptures that the will of God is for all men to be righteous. For all men to be pure. For all men to be saved. For all men to be righteous. For all men to be pure. To be holy. For all men to be saved. So which means, if you are living a righteous life, the will of God is happening in your life as it is in heaven. If your life is pure, if your life is holy, then it means the will of God is happening in your life as it is in heaven. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let there be holiness and purity in my life as it is in heaven. You're going to say, Father, let there be holiness and purity in my life as it is in heaven. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Let there be holiness in my life. Father, let there be righteousness in my life as it is in heaven. The Bible says the earth was without form and void, and darkness was everywhere. And God said, let there be light. There was light. Say, Father, let there be holiness in my life. The same way you commanded light to appear, and light appeared. also command holiness to take over my life. Authorize holiness and purity to take over my life in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, let there be holiness in my life. Let holiness prevail over me. Your holiness, your purity, your righteousness, let it prevail in my life. Let it dominate my life. Let it control my life. Let it become my life. In the name, Father, let there be holiness in my life as it is in heaven. Let there be purity in my life as it is in heaven. Let there be righteousness in my life as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. What is the will of God in heaven? What is the will of God in heaven? Yeah, another thing that we know from the scriptures, that is the will of God in heaven, is that God has called everyone to become like Him in nature, in character. So God wants us to be like Him. Jesus said in John chapter 3, He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. If indeed we are God's children, we have to look like God. If a dog gives birth, the dog would give birth to a dog like himself. So if God gives birth, then he gives birth to a creature like himself. So if we say we are God's children, which is the meaning of being born again, that is God gives birth to us again, then we must be like God. We must be like God in nature. We must be like God in character. And not only that, we must be like God in endowment. Everything that is in God should also be in us. The kind of wisdom God has, the kind of knowledge and understanding He has, the kind of faith He has, the kind of power He has, the kind of authority and dominion He has. So the way He is, we also ought to be like Him, like the way He is. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, change me, transform me into your likeness. Transform me to become as you are in heaven. Say, Father, change me into a creature that is exactly as you are in heaven. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, change me. Transform me to become as you are. Transform me into your likeness. I want to be a child of God indeed, not just in the mouth. I want to be a son of God indeed. I want to be a child of God indeed. Say, Father, change me into your likeness. Change me into your likeness. Change me into your likeness. In the name of Jesus. Don't let anyone deceive you. We are not like him. Yeah, Adam and Eve were like him, but they fell. Yeah, so don't think we still look like him. We don't look like him. We are human beings are such a wicked creature. Very wicked and evil. Our nature is very wicked. Very evil. Very sinful. So we are not like him. I think we were like him in the Garden of Eden, but we fell. So from the time we fell, we are no longer like God. We have lost that likeness. Yeah, God don't have the nature human beings have. Pray. Ask him to change you. The essence of being a Christian is to change, to transform into his likeness. That is the essence of Christianity. Remove that from Christianity, what is left is rubbish. Remove transformation from Christianity, the rest is rubbish. Until you change into his likeness, you are not a Christian. You are just wasting your time. And you are not born again. You cannot be a human being. You cannot remain a human being with the human nature and say you are a Christian. Christians are new creatures, transformed people, changed people. Ask God to change you. It is a shame to call yourself a Christian and the nature of God is missing in your life. It's a disgrace to heaven. Say, Father, change me into your likeness. Change me into your likeness. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Say, Father, transform me, spirit, soul, and body, into your likeness. Make me come like you in nature. Make me become like you in attitude, in lifestyle, in character. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. One of the disciples was asking Jesus to show them the Father. Yeah, his name was Philip. Philip was asking Jesus, he said, show us the Father and we'll be comforted. And Jesus was surprised that he was asking a kind of question. Jesus said, all this time I have been with you. You are still asking me to show you the Father. Don't you know that if you have seen me, you have seen the Father? He said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. He said, because I and the Father, we are one. So the way I have lived my life before you, that is the way the Father, God Himself, would have lived His life among you. So in other words, He was saying, I am just like the Father. There is no difference. So when people see you as a Christian, they should see Jesus. There should not be difference between you and Jesus. There shouldn't be any difference. You are going to pray. Do people see Jesus when they see you? Do they see you as someone that has the same nature and lifestyle as Christ? You're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, transform me to the point where I begin to manifest Jesus everywhere I go. Say, Father, do a great work of deliverance in me. Do a great work of transformation in me. Till I become like Jesus, such that everyone that sees me sees Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Begin to pray like that. You must go through a lot of transformation process. You must go through a lot of deliverance process. You must go through a lot of breaking process. God must break you down before you can really become like Jesus. A lot of work must be done on you before you can become like Jesus. But many Christians don't allow the Holy Spirit to do these works in them because they are not wise. Say, Father, do your work in me till I become a new creature that is exactly like Jesus, such that everywhere I go, I manifest Jesus. I reveal Jesus. Even without speaking a word, when people look at me, they see Jesus. Even without saying anything. Such that when people see me, they see Jesus. They see the light. They see righteousness. Say, Father, transform me to that point. I want to be a new creature that manifests Jesus in the end, just the way Jesus manifested God when He came in form of man. I also want to manifest Jesus on earth. I want everyone that comes in contact with me experience Jesus. I want everyone that engages with me in conversation engage with Jesus in the process. Say, Father, transform me. Every deliverance that I need to go through, for my life to look exactly like Jesus. Say, Father, take me through them. Every breaking process I need to go through for me to become exactly like Jesus. Say, Father, take me through them all. I want to be like Christ. Exactly like Christ. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. We are still praying. I read a book some time ago. It was written by a powerful man of God here in Nigeria. And in that book, he was describing how the life of Christ is a ministry on its own. Living the life of Christ, how it is a ministry on its own. Yeah, he was explaining how so many ministers, so-called ministers of God today, are only concerned about doing something for God. And they are not concerned about living the life of Christ, living their lives like that of Christ. Yeah, so he was showing it in the book that living the life of Christ alone is power in itself. You being able to live your life exactly like that of Jesus is power on its own. And is also a ministry on its own. That you are able to live your life here on earth like the way Jesus would have lived that life. That alone is power. That alone is powerful. Yeah. Are you living the life of Christ? Or maybe I should say, what kind of life are you living? Yeah. You have been praying and praying. And you are not seeing results. Have you asked yourself, what kind of life am I living? Yeah, because if you are living a life that is contrary to the life that is in heaven, in God's kingdom, you cannot connect with the power that is in God's kingdom. You must live the life that is in God's kingdom for you to connect and to demonstrate or manifest the power that is in God's kingdom. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Lord Jesus, I want to live only your life here on earth. I don't want to live another life. I want to live your life the way you would have lived if you were me. That is the way I want to live my life, Lord Jesus. I'm going to say, help me. Say, Lord Jesus, help me to live your life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, help me to live your life. Living the life of Christ is power. that alone we destroy witchcraft. If you can live the life of Christ, witchcraft is nothing. They can't even come near you. Demons, they are nothing. They won't be able to touch you. So, Lord Jesus, help me to live your life. Empower me to live your life. Make it easy for me to live your life. In Galatians 2 verse 20, Apostle Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ. He said, I am dead. I no longer live. He said, the life that I live now is the life of Christ. I hope you are talking to Him. I hope you are talking to Him. Say, Lord Jesus, help me to live your life here on earth. I don't want to live my own life. I want to live your life. Help me. Make it easy for me to live your life here on earth. Make it easy for me to live the life that is in your kingdom. The way they live in your kingdom, the way they think in your kingdom, the way they reason in your kingdom, the way they talk in your kingdom. Oh Lord, let me do the same here on earth. The way they see things, let me see things that way here on earth. So Lord Jesus, help me to live your life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, empty my head of every mentality, mindset, and ideology that I have embraced that is not allowing me to live the life of Christ. Some of you have grown up with some mentalities, some ideas, some mindset, and that is how life is to you. You grew up with those kind of mindset, and that is how you want to live your life. And that life you are living is not the life of Christ, and you know it, but you say, that is what I learned from my parents. That is how people live in this environment. That is how people live in this community. Yeah, so why should my home be different? You are not a Christian for believing or for embracing such ideology. So you are going to say, Holy Spirit, empty my head, empty my brain of every mindset, mentality, and ideology that I have embraced that is not allowing me to live the life Jesus wants me to live, that is not allowing me to live the life of Jesus. Holy Spirit, empty those things now. I don't want them anymore. Open your mouth and pray. Begin to pray like that. We have been taught the the wrong way. They grew up believing or embracing many rubbish things. Many rubbish things. I had to unlearn many things, cut off many things, discard many things, so as to live the life of Christ. Pray this prayer. Some of you cannot move forward because of the mindset that is in your brain. That is why you are not fit for the next level God wants you to reach. You have this wrong mindset and you are not willing to discard it. May God have mercy on you. Pray. Say, Holy Spirit, empty my head of every ideology, mentality, every philosophy, every idea, mindset, every doctrine that I have embraced that is not allowing me to lead the life of Christ. Every culture I have embraced, every lifestyle I have embraced that is not allowing me to live the life of Christ. Holy Spirit, remove them all. I don't want them anymore. Uproot them, remove them from my mind, from my soul. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. We are still praying. The reason why I need to discard so many things I grew up to learn, to know, to believe, was because as I continued to grow spiritually, I got to a point where it was those things that were blocking my spiritual growth. It was those things I have believed for a long time to be the truth, to be the light, to be the normal thing. Those were the things that were stopping my divine breakthrough. Those things were not allowing me to get deep into God. So I began to put them on one by one, one by one. You are going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to discard, to put off everything I have embraced that is not allowing me to grow in the knowledge of God. You're going to say, I receive strength to throw them off, no matter how important they seem to be. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Pray. Say, I receive strength to discard, to uproot, to cut off everything I have embraced
everything I have held closely to my heart that is stopping me from growing spiritually, stopping me from growing in the knowledge of God, I receive strength now to discover them, to throw them away. I believe your prayer. Begin to say, I receive strength. I receive boldness. I receive courage to throw away everything I have held so close to myself that is a problem to my spiritual walk with God. That is a problem to my spiritual growth. I discard them now. I receive grace to throw them off forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I have said it on this platform before, in one of our previous prayer sessions. I was talking about how God taught me to remain connected with His power always. He taught me how to remain connected with His Spirit, with His power always. Because I was concerned about I was so concerned when I saw that I couldn't maintain God's power, or I couldn't stay connected with God's power all the time. Because I noticed maybe today's Monday, I can feel very powerful and strong spiritually. And then the following day, I don't feel that power again. The same, the powers and forces that I conquered yesterday, and then the following day, that is today, I can't conquer them anymore. So I became concerned. I begin to talk to God. Now, what is going wrong? How can I always have God's power? How can I always walk in victory? So I got to the point I no longer want to have connection with God's power occasionally or intermittently. So I said, God, I want to be able to have your power always. How am I going to achieve that? And then what God revealed to me was so easy. Was so simple. It was something I should have known. He said, if you can live my life, you will always have my power. So that is, if you can live the life that is in heaven, if you can live that life here on earth, if you can always think the way they think in heaven,
if you can always reason the way they reason in heaven, if you can always see things the way they see things in heaven, if you can live the life they live in heaven, then you will always have connection with the power that is in heaven. So that was how I was able to have that breakthrough. Yeah, because as I am now, there is no day that the power of God is not with me. I'm always connected with God's power. And the same thing can happen to you. So if you can maintain the life of heaven, you can live the life of heaven, you will always have the power of heaven. It's as easy as that. Though it goes with a lot of sacrifices and dying to yourself. You have to keep dying to self to stay alive in your spirit. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to deny myself. Help me to kill the desires of my flesh so that I can easily live the life of Christ on hand. And so that I can remain connected with God's power always. The Holy Spirit, help me. Open your mouth and pray. So Holy Spirit, help me to deny self, to deny myself, to die to self. Help me to kill the desires of my flesh always so that I can be alive in the spirit to live the life of Christ so that I can stay connected with God's power every hour. Continue to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, I am willing to live the life of Christ. Help me to do my hope. Help me to do my whole part. Help me to discipline myself. Help me to deny myself. Help me to kill the desires of my flesh, the lustful desires, the prideful desires, the sinful desires in me. Holy Spirit, help me to kill them all. Kill them all so that I can live the life of Christ easily on hand, and so that I can always carry God's power. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit, to pay the price that must be paid for me to live the life of Christ, to do what must be done to surrender everything I must surrender, to lay down everything I must lay down, for me to live the life of Christ. Help me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Don't let anyone deceive you. The only way to God's power is the is what I have just explained to you. That is the only way, the only sure way to God's power. So if anyone tells you, I am anointed man of God, come and meet me, I'm going to impart you with power, I'm going to lay hands on you, then you get power. Well, maybe you might have the power for a few hours or for a few days. Before you know it, you'll become very powerless again. Yeah, or somebody gave you a bottle of oil, or gave you some items. Maybe gave you a bottle of water, a bottle of oil, handkerchiefs, and tell you that once you have this, you have power, you are secured. It's a lie. Yeah. Because those things cannot get you connected continually with God's power. And those things cannot even protect you. Yeah, those things are just needed maybe when your faith is not strong enough. Yeah. When your faith is down, is weak, you're going to pray. You need to be full of power. You need to walk in power. That is the will of God for you as a Christian. You need to walk in power. You need to walk in dominion. That is what God wants for you. You need to fight and win battles. But you need to pay the price for that. You need to get rid of those things that cannot be found in Jesus, that are in your life. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, take me through the process of transformation and training that will make me a Christian of power. Yeah. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, take me through the process of transformation and training that will make me a powerful Christian, that will turn me into a powerful Christian. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, take me through the process. You don't know that process. Holy Spirit must take you through the process. It's more than just fasting and praying. There's a lot involved. the Adamic nature has to be completely taken away for you to transform. So Holy Spirit, take me through the process of transformation and training that will turn me into a Christian of power. That will turn me into a Christian that carries your power, that carries your dominion, that carries your authority, that carries your victory. Oh Lord, change me into that person. If you have not been changed, you can't do exploits for God's kingdom. If you have not been transformed into a Christian that carries God's power, you won't be able to do exploits. You won't be able to do exploits for God. So say, Holy Spirit, change me. Into a Christian of. Take me through the process I must go through. Take me through the training process. Take me through the transformation process that I need to go through for me to become a powerful Christian. For me to become a powerful Christian that no devil can need, that no darkness can conquer, a powerful Christian that no witchcraft can conquer, a powerful Christian that no sin can overcome, that no temptation can overcome. Oh Lord, take me through that transformation process. I want to be a Christian of power. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I don't know if it was on this platform I said it, or on another platform. Yeah, but I've said it somewhere before, that the power of God is always available and always present. Right here on earth. So in your life, in your environment, the power of God is constant, is always present. Yeah, just the way the force of gravity is always present. And you know what I mean by the force of gravity. If you pick up an object, and you throw the object up, the object is going to come down because of the gravitational pull. The force of gravity is going to pull down the object. If you do that 1 million times, you're going to see the same thing happen 1 million times. So in the same way, the power of God is just like that. The power of God is present with you, even as I'm talking to you right now. The power of God is present right there in your environment. Always present, always available, and always active. Yeah, but the problem is that we don't know how to tap into that power. We don't know how to stay connected with that power. That is the problem. The power of God is always available. You're going to pray. There is a lot of praying, a lot of transformation the Holy Spirit has to do to you. Then you will be able to believe what I'm saying, because to some of you, you don't really believe what I'm saying right now. Yeah. But when you enter into the realm that these things have, these things that I'm talking about, you will know that I'm correct. You will agree that I'm correct. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, teach me how to access God's power that is always present here on earth. The Holy Spirit, teach me how to access that power. Teach me how to get a lot of victory and blessings through that power. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. There are some things that happen in my life every day, so easily. But if they happen to you, you will consider it a miracle. Yeah, because maybe you have not even experienced any of such before. Yeah, you will call it a miracle. Of course, it's a miracle, but to me, it has become a lifestyle. It's no longer new. And these things are supernatural. They are not of this world. Your life can become supernatural if you are willing to walk towards it. You can live a supernatural life all the days of your life. What many people get so excited about, because it is a miracle to them, which of course it is. But in your own life, it will become a normal thing. It will become what you just enjoy every day. It's supernatural will now become natural to you. The extraordinary will now become ordinary to you. You can get to that point if you will walk towards it. So Holy Spirit, teach me how to access the power of God that is always present here on earth. Teach me how to get a lot of victories through that power. Teach me how to get a lot of successes, a lot of great results through that power. Teach me how to get a lot of, to do a lot of exploits through that power. Teach me, Father. Teach me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, to lead a life that is full of God's power. Teach me how to live a life on earth that is full of God's power. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You know, sometimes when I speak about God's power and about how it's so easy for me to function in God's power, some people, because they have a very wrong mindset, they start to think in their minds, okay, if you say you have God's power, then I want you to perform a miracle now. It's just like the way they told Jesus. You know, Jesus performed many miracles, but they were not satisfied. They told him, they said, show us a sign from heaven. Then we will believe all that you're saying. Yeah, so then the kind of mindset you will have that would disqualify you from receiving many things from God. You must be able to seek God with the right mind. Yeah, if you have a mind that despises spiritual things, you have a mind that dishonors spiritual things, just like Esau. Yeah, he was a profane man. If you have that type of mind, you will not be able to access God's power. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me the right mind that God wants to see, the right mind that God cannot deny, the right mind that qualifies a man to receive divine blessings, to receive God's power, to connect with God's power. So Holy Spirit, create in me such mind. Give me the right heart that God wants to see in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, take your way carnal mind from me. Give me the right mind that is able to receive things from God. The right mind, the right mindset that is able to receive things from God. Some people, they have been in the church, they have been a Christian for many years, but they never experience God's power. I can't even call them Christians, because how can you even be a Christian without God's power? Because it takes the power of God to live a life that is above sin. And the reason why they have stayed so long like that in the church is because of the kind of mind that is in them. God will be touching others, and yet their own lives will not be touched because they are so filled with wrong mind. They have a wrong mind. The Holy Spirit creates in me the right mind that is able to get things from God. Give me the right heart that is able to receive things from God. This heart in me. Give me an obedient heart. Give me an humble heart. Create in me an humble heart, a truthful heart, a faithful heart, a pure heart. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we're going to continue. We have several more prayer points to pray, then we'll round off the session. Yeah, I believe the network is okay now. You're going to pray. Remember that we started with the verse where Jesus was teaching the disciples how to pray. He said, if you pray in this way, saying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And then I said, we need to understand what the will of God in heaven is like, so that we'll be able to pray that prayer point Jesus gave the disciples, so that we'll be able to pray it very well. We need to understand what the will of God in heaven is. Yeah, and all the prayers we have been praying, they are centered on that verse in Matthew chapter 6 from verse 9 downward. Yeah, so another thing that we know through the scriptures that is the will of God in heaven for all of God's children is prosperity, abundance, to have abundance of everything you need, to have prosperity, to prosper in everything you do. Some people think prosperity is all about having a lot of money. No, that is not the definition of prosperity. It's not about having a lot of money. It's not about money. It's beyond the money. Yeah. Prosperity simply means that you are doing well in everything you do. Yeah. That you are succeeding in everything you do. Or maybe I should put it this way. Everything works for you. Yeah. That is prosperity. Yeah, so which means when you put some, let's say you put certain things together so that you can get a desired result. So whenever you put those things together, you get the result you are looking for. That is what it means to prosper. If you plant a seed into the ground and then the seed grows and germinates, that is prosperity. Yeah, so it's the same thing as doing well in everything you do. Yeah, succeeding in everything you do. Yeah, that is prosperity. Yeah, the Bible told us that Joseph prospered even as a slave. He was a slave, and even right there where he was doing the slavery job, he was prospering. So prosperity is beyond, I have a lot of money. It's about that everything you do succeeds. Everything you do excels. Everything you do, gives the desired results you are looking for. That is prosperity. And prosperity is the will of God for us. It's the will of God in heaven for us. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, I acknowledge that you want me to prosper. You're going to say, Father, I acknowledge and I agree that you want me to prosper. Let your prosperity take over my life. Open your mouth and pray. Say, Father, let your prosperity begin to happen in my life. I acknowledge that it is your will that I prosper. Say, Father, I acknowledge, I agree that it is your will that I succeed. Say, Lord, let your prosperity take over my life. Let your prosperity prevail continually in my life. Let your prosperity happen always in my life. Let me prosper in everything I do. Let me excel in everything I do. Let me succeed in everything I do. Let everything I lay my hands upon produce success, produce excellence in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. It doesn't matter what you are doing. You can prosper in everything you do if you believe. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, another thing that I mentioned, that is the will of God in heaven for us, is to have abundance of good things. Not not having less of good things, but having enough of good things. That is the will of God for us. To have abundance of good things. Which means everything you need, you have enough. So you are going to pray. If you notice that in your life you don't yet have enough, it is not God's fault. It is your fault. You must have gotten it wrong somewhere. If in your life you don't have enough of the things that you need, it is not God's fault. It is your fault. And it is not even the fault of the government of your country. It is your fault. Now, so you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I acknowledge that you want me to have abundance of good things. I acknowledge that you want me to have enough of good things. Let my life begin to possess abundance of good things from this day onwards. Open your mouth and pray. Say, Father, let my life begin to possess abundance of good things. see him in my life. Let scarcity hang in my life. Let lack hang in my life. If there is no scarcity in heaven, there should be no scarcity in my life. If there is no poverty in heaven, there should be no poverty in my life. Say, Father, let my life, let my family, my destiny be filled with abundance of good things. In the name of Jesus, let me have enough and more than enough. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. If you study the life of Jesus, when He was here on earth as a man, he did not have a lot of money, but he did not lack anything. Yeah. So it is the will of God that we lack nothing. Yeah. So prosperity is not all about having a lot of money. It's not about having what you need every time you need it. Yeah, in Psalm 23, verse 1, the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. KJV says, I shall not want. So, which means, I shall not lack. You're going to pray. If you still lack, it is not the will of God. I'm not saying, if you don't have a lot of money, it is not the will of God. Yeah. I'm saying, if you still lack the things that you need, it is not the will of God. Yeah. It is not the will of God. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, according to the authority in your kingdom, let me never lack any good thing anymore. Let me not, or make sure I don't lack any good thing anymore. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, according to the authority of your kingdom, make sure that I always have everything that I need. In the name of Jesus. Make sure that I always have everything that I need. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying. Say, Father, according to your kingdom, authority, and dominion, make sure that I always have everything that I need in this earth. In the name of Jesus. Jesus never lacked anything. Father, let me lack nothing. In all the days of my life on earth, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to be obedient to God. I receive grace to be obedient to the word of God. I receive grace to be obedient to the voice of God. I receive grace to yield to corrections that comes from God, so that I will lack nothing. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. If the Lord is your shepherd, you will lack nothing. But is Are you his sheep? Are you a sheep? Do you obey his voice? Do you obey his word? Do you obey his instructions? So if you lack, it's your fault. If you have been disobedient, definitely you will suffer. If you are a disobedient child, say, I receive grace to obey God's instructions. I receive grace to obey God's voice. I receive grace to yield to God's corrections. I receive grace to obey the word of God. To do the word of God, to practice the word of God, so that I will lack nothing. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. What is the will of God in heaven for us? The will of God for you is that you fulfill your destiny. And what is destiny? Your destiny is the reason for your existence on earth. What God demands from your life as you live here on earth, that is your destiny. What you are here to do for the will of God to happen on earth. That is your destiny. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I acknowledge that it is your will that I fulfill my destiny. Empower me to fulfill my destiny. Empower me now to fulfill my destiny. Open your mouth and pray. Say, Father, I acknowledge that it is your will that I fulfill the reason for my existence, the reason for my creation, the why behind my creation, why I was created, why I exist, why I was created. Say, Father, empower me to fulfill that why. Empower me to fulfill the purpose for my creation. Empower me to fulfill my destiny in the end. For it is your will that I fulfill my destiny. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. Two more prayer points. It is the will of God in heaven that you understand your destiny. There are many Christians who don't understand their destiny. They don't understand their calling. They don't understand what God requires from their lives. They're just trying to use, some of them have an insight. Some of them have ideas about it, but they don't understand it. They're just trying to use their common sense, their head knowledge, to try to understand. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me understanding of my destiny. Give me revelations of my destiny. Make me to understand my destiny so that I will know what choice to make. So that I will know what decision to make. Open your mouth and pray. Continue to pray. Say, Father, give me understanding of my destiny. Show me revelations that will explain to me my destiny. Give me visions that will explain to me my destiny. Give me dreams that will explain to me my destiny. Joseph got many dreams about his destiny. He knew he is destined to be great from since when he was a child or since when he was young. Do you know your destiny? Have you gotten dreams about your destiny? Do you have insight as to what your destiny is like? Are you just living a confused life? Are you living by trial and error? Let me try this one. If it's going to work, let me try that one. Say, Father, give me revelations of what my destiny is. Make me understand. Speak to me concerning my destiny. Because I want to fulfill my destiny. I don't want to waste my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, oh, we are praying. Amen. The last prayer point. It is the will of God in heaven that we should be fruitful. That we should multiply. That is fruitfulness. That's you multiply. Yeah. What does it mean to be fruitful? Of course, there's a physical meaning, which is to have children. But that is not where I'm going. I'm talking about spiritual fruitfulness. Yeah, it is the will of God that we become fruitful, that we bear fruit. So how do you bear fruit spiritually? Number one, by checking for those things that are written in Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, I think verse, is it 21 and 22, or let me see. Okay, verse 22 and 23. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. You're going to see the fruit of the Spirit there. That is number one, what it means to be fruitful. Number two is to replicate yourself, which also means to win souls into God's kingdom. Just as you have been saved, you are now a born again. So you should also give birth to another person like you, which means you should also preach the gospel, get another person to also surrender his or her life to Jesus. Just the way you got saved. So to be fruitful is to make sure that you have many more people like you that are born again. Yeah, is to work hard so that many more souls will be born into God's kingdom. So that is, you are able to produce more people that are like you. In the area or as pertaining to your salvation, that is, you're able to produce more people that are also saved as you are saved, born again as you are born again. So you're going to pray. We have to be fruitful. It is the will of God. You're going to say, Father, I want to be fruitful in my spiritual life and also in the in the business of soul winning. Say, Father, I want to be fruitful in my spiritual life and also in the business of soul winning. Empower me, Lord, to be fruitful. Open your mouth and pray. Say, empower me, Father, to be fruitful. Empower me to be fruitful. Empower me to win souls and to disciple them, to preach the gospel, to win souls into your kingdom, and to make sure that those souls remain in your kingdom. Empower me to do this, Lord. This business is not only for pastors or evangelists or apostles or teachers or prophets. It's for every Christian. You must be fruitful. You must go out and preach the gospel to sinners. You must be able to have people that you can say, I preached to this person, and they repented, and they gave their lives to Jesus. I preached to this family, and they repented, and they gave their lives to Jesus. You must have that testimony, or you might not make heaven. For it is the will of God that we become fruitful. Say, Father, help me to be fruitful. Help me to bear fruit that will remain in your kingdom. Help me to walk hard, to win souls into your kingdom. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to stop here. Or raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace that is ever sufficient, always sufficient. Thank you for your message that always speaks for us. Thank you for your strength that keeps us in strength, that keeps us strong at all times. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for all the things you have exposed to us during the course of this prayer session tonight. Thank you because you shall help us to become just like you are. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that your will as it is in heaven will be done, will happen, will prevail in every life here right now, in Jesus' name. I pray for you that any other thing in your life that is not in agreement or alignment with God's will for you shall not prosper. They shall disappear. being, they shall be destroyed. They shall be uprooted and eliminated. Now, in the name of Jesus, whatsoever is going on in your life at the moment, that is entirely different from what is in God's will for you, I command them to get out of your life in the name of Jesus. In other words, I remove you from the midst of those things because they are not God's will for you. I remove you from them and I remove them from your life right now in Jesus' name. I pray that in your life you shall experience God's power in the name of Jesus. Just as the power of God is so real and evident in my own life, I pray that it will be the same in your life. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that henceforth the supernatural dimensions of heaven shall become a natural thing in your life. In the name of Jesus. Whenever the Holy Spirit begins to work on you, to transform you, to train you, I pray you will not stop the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Whenever the Holy Spirit begins to break you down and to correct you and to refine you, I pray you will not stop the Holy Spirit from doing His job. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name. I have prayed. Amen.